Hello. Hello.
Hi, my name is Miles, and I'm with customer service. I was just returning your call. How may I help you today?
I got some kind of an ad, and I've replied to it. I thought it was too good to be true. It was charging like $5.95 or something like that for a backpack shipping or something. So I thought maybe it's one of those promotional things. Then I get a charge on my credit card for $67. So I'd like to see what the hell. I'm not going to pay that. I don't need it. So I need to figure out what's going on here.
Can you
You can look it up for me.
can you
I didn't get
provide
an
your
email. I didn't get anything. I just got a charge on my credit card.
can you provide your
So,
zip code?
33578.
Thank you. And the name associated with the account?
It's my first name is spelled a little unusual. It's G. It's Gary. It's GUERRY. The last name is Fritch. FRITCH.
And your address?
5612 Stockport Street in Riverview, Florida.
And then finally, your email address.
It's Gary spelled that way, GUERRY at tampabay.rr.com.
Okay, thank you. And I'm just waiting on the database.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Looks like they had a lot of cool little items on there, but I don't know if you represent the company or a third party, but it was just a bit odd. It sounded too good to be true.
Okay, so I see that you paid the shipping and handling to receive the tactical bag, and the terms and conditions of that offer do explain that you must cancel within 72 hours or you will be
Never,
charged for
never,
and
never, never received an email or anything on the phone or anything. Period. Or a
you
price
wouldn't.
or anything.
You would have to, when you're on the
I'm not going to
page
pay
to
it.
order.
Okay, this is wrong. I didn't get on
But
a page, sir. I did not get on a page. I simply
You
put
have
that.
to,
Go ahead,
okay,
sir.
I'm not,
Go ahead, sir.
I was just trying to inform you, in order to order the tactical bag, you have to be on a web page. And at the very bottom of that web page, it says
Sir, I am
terms and
highly
conditions.
technical. I'm 67. I've owned software companies. I've done everything else in the world. I'm telling you, sir, this is not, this something is weird here. But go ahead. Go ahead and speak. I'm sorry. I don't want to be called
I
an
do
idiot
understand.
when I really,
I'm not,
yeah.
nobody is saying that anyone is an idiot. I'm just explaining the fact that on the page when you're ordering the tactical bag, at the very bottom it says terms and conditions, privacy policy, contact us. And if you click where it says terms and conditions, it gives you a pop-up window
Did not.
so you can read the terms and conditions in regular size print. And the terms and conditions then go into explaining, that, you're paying this to get the tactical bag and
I
You
understand,
must
sir. I
cancel,
understand. You
et
don't have to give me the
cetera.
riot act. I know what you think you saw, but I'm highly technical. And then the next thing I'm going to tell you is I did it on a phone. Maybe there's a blocker or something else in there. I never saw it. My antlers were up when I saw it. I said, I can't believe I'm getting a cool bag for like $6. Okay?
You
So.
are. You're getting a cool bag for
I
the
don't.
$574 that you pay.
It
Yes,
said,
you're
why is
still
there a
getting the.
$67 charge on my account?
Well, if you'll allow me to explain,
Okay, sir.
the $67. The $67.32 charge is for the membership to the online discount shopping store, in which you're also provided with a $125 voucher that you can use to purchase products from the online discount shopping store. So say someone like you that's not interested, that's
Yes,
fine.
sir.
But if someone, if someone read the terms and conditions, they said, I pay $67.32 and then they give me a $125 voucher, that's pretty cool. I'm getting, way more than what I'm paying for. And then also, if someone did this, say they did it back in August or September, they could have stacked those vouchers because they do roll over. So if they didn't use them or if they spent maybe a little bit off of them, or say just say they didn't spend any of it. So they had a voucher in August, September, October, November. That's already $500 on their voucher. And then here comes the holiday season right here in December. So if they want to buy gifts, they could turn around and use the $500 on their voucher, buy their holiday gifts, and yeah, they would have invested, that's four payments of $67.32. So yeah, of course that's 240, 268 plus the additional 32, that's another what, $1.25 8 or something like that. So yeah, it would still work out to them really getting a really significant savings on their holiday shopping. You know, for someone that's interested in that, it could work out to be a good deal. But I understand you want a refund. However, the 6732 is a valid charge.
How is it valid when I never got an email and I never got anything about that? Okay. By the way, my daughter used to work as a marketing director for a company similar to this. I understand how the game works. So go ahead.
Cool. Because when you're on the page ordering the tactical bag, the terms and conditions
are
located
you're saying
at the
is,
bottom of the
what
page.
What you're really saying is that I saw this when I didn't. And you're calling me a liar.
No,
I'm highly technical.
No, I'm not.
Because I never saw any of this.
I'm not saying.
And I never got a confirmation email.
I'm not saying.
I never got anything. You understand?
I'm not saying that you saw it. What I'm saying is that regardless of whether or not sees the terms and conditions of an offer, if they order something, even though they didn't read the terms, if the terms were on the page and available for them to read, even if they didn't read them, that still counts as a legally binding contractual
agreement.
I
don't think so. You're not a reputable company.
Okay.
So can you refund it? And I don't care if I got it or not. I'll assume the other charges.
I can provide you with a 50% refund of the $67.32 charge.
What a game. You know, you're not a reputable company this way. This is wrong.
You
should have sent an email. You should have sent everything out there.
Look,
confirmation. Like every other company, I buy online every day. You know what I mean? My antlers are up.
I understand you buy online every day. However, you were on a website that's
unfamiliar. No, sir, I wasn't.
Oh, you weren't.
I don't care what you say.
You didn't,
did it on my phone, which I never do, because I sit in front of two computers with four monitors all day long. And I don't understand. I don't understand this.
Excellent.
Okay. And I don't, you know.
Okay. I understand.
Go ahead, sir.
I understand. The refund of $67.32 has been issued. The account is canceled. There will not be any future charges. You'll see the refund as a credit to your account within 3 to 5 business days. I have a cancellation number to provide to you whenever you're ready.
You. Let me go get that.
You're welcome. And the cancellation number is C,
Charlie.
Let me
get to the computer.
Okay,
I don't
sorry.
Write anything down anymore. You can lose it that way. I would strongly recommend that you send out emails for confirmation like everybody else does. I don't know if this is your business or your third party or whatever, but. All right, sir, go ahead.
The cancellation number is C, like Charlie, 262-806-335.
I do appreciate you calling back. So what will happen now? Is it been shipped and do I need to ship it back or what happens?
No, you're still going to, you get the bag, you get to keep the bag. There's not going to be any future charges. You're good to go.
All right, sir. I'm disappointed that I understand. Thank you for trying to make me happy. I appreciate that. Okay.
You're very welcome. Was there anything else that I could assist with today
no,
here at
thank
customer
you very
service?
Much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a good day.